And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. I'm Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Tillakilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillakilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillakilt Girls. For more information on the Tillakilt in Frederick, Maryland, visit them on Facebook today. And we are going to jump right into the action for the Washington Capitals game, starting with their game on February 6th against the New Jersey Devils in New Jersey. The lineup for the Capitals had Alex Ovechkin with Nicklas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Tremera with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson, Paul Carey with Brooks Like and Michael Latta. On defense, you had Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby started in net. And in the first period, the only thing that happened was Steven Gionta was called for hooking at 6:32. After the first period, it was still tied 0-0. Shots were 7-5 in favor of Washington. Both teams had 10 faceoff wins. Hits were 11-8 in favor of Washington, and the Caps were 0-1 on the power play, where New Jersey had none. Now, since this was an okay period for the Caps, when playing against a team like the Devils who just like to slow the game down, the Caps need to force the Devils out of their comfort zone and pick up the tempo of this game. It felt like a very boring first period. Then in the second period at 12:30, Andrei Burakovsky scored his 10th of the season from Justin Williams and Evgeny Kuznetsov, their 19th and 37th assists of the season, respectively. Then at 13:26, Jacob Josephson was called for holding. At the end of the second period, Washington was up 1-0. Shots were 20-14 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 16-12 in favor of the Devils. Hits were 17-16 in favor of the Caps. And the Caps were 0-2 on the power play, whereas New Jersey did not have one yet. And this was another good period for the Caps. They were able to control a bit more of the tempo, and as a result were able to take the 1-0 lead. The Caps just need to get their power play clicking against a team like New Jersey to really open up this game. However, going into the third period at 1:34, Mike Richards was called for tripping, which on that power play at 1:51, Joseph Blandesi scored his third of the season from Travis Zajac and Jacob Josephson. But then at 4:33, Jordan Tutu was called for interference. Then at 7:47, Adam Henrik scored his 17th of the season from Lee Stepniak. And then at 14:07, Paul Carey scored his first goal of the season from Matt Niskanen and Brooks Like, their 20th and 5th assists of the season, respectively. Then with 19 minutes into the period, or at the 19-minute mark, Justin Williams was called for tripping. At the end of the third period, it was tied 2-2. Shots were 27-22 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 27-25 in favor of the Devils. Hits were 23-21 in favor of the Devils. The Devils were 1-for-1 on the power play with their second still in progress going into overtime, and the Caps were 0-for-3 in the game on their power play. And then in overtime, nothing happened. And then shots were 30-24 in favor of Washington, faceoffs were 30-26 in favor of the Devils, hits were 23-22 in favor of the Devils, and both teams were 0-for-3 and 1-for-2 respectively between the Caps and Devils. And then we went into the shootout, which in the first round you have Joseph Blandesi missing and then TJ Oshie scoring. And then second round had Jacob Josephson and Evgeny Kuznetsov both missing. And in the third round, Reid Boucher and both Alex Ovechkin scored. With Ovechkin's goal, it was a win for the Washington Capitals at 3-2. It was not a great third period for the Caps. It felt like they took their foot off the gas, and as a result, were trailing the Devils after two quick goals against the Caps against them. The Caps played great enough to come back and win the game in the shootout. Then, the next day, on the 7th, the Philadelphia Flyers came to Washington to take on the Caps. Lineup for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Nicklas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Tremera with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson, Paul Carey with Brooks Like and Michael Latta. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby starting in the net. In the first period, Carl Alzner was called for hooking at 2:18, then for interference at 4:26. Ryan White was then called for slashing at 7:43. At 18:21, Michael Delzato scored his fourth goal of the season from Shane Gostisbehere and Nick Cousins. At the end of the first period, Philadelphia was up 1-0. Shots were 14-7 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 11-9 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 10-7 in favor of the Flyers. And the Flyers were 0-for-2 to the Caps 0-for-1 on the power play. This was not a smooth start to the game, but as the period went on, the Caps started to get into their groove. The Caps may be down by one going into the second period, but they can easily turn this game around. And in the second period, Ryan White was called for cross-check at 2:47, and Tom Wilson was called for interference at 10:13. Then the Capitals bench was called for too many men on the ice, which was served by Alex Ovechkin at 11:20. And then at 15:56, Alex Ovechkin scored his 30th of the season from Carl Alzner, who got his 13th assist of the season. Then at 17:05, Dmitry Orlov scored his 5th of the season from Andrei Burakovsky and Evgeny Kuznetsov, their 13th and 38th, respectively, for the season. And then at 18:43, Matt Niskanen was called for tripping. At the end of the second period, Washington was up 2-1. Shots were 22-21 in favor of Philadelphia. Faceoffs were 24-20 in favor of Washington. Hits were 16-15 in favor of Philadelphia. The power play was 0-4 for the Flyers with their 5th in progress and 0-2 for the Capitals. This was a much better period for the Caps. You can see them getting more opportunities, and they were are winning battles, which in return are creating great scoring chances. The Caps will start the third period on the penalty kill, but after this kill, they need to stay out of the penalty box. They're playing a great game, and they need to keep it going. And going into the third period, at 51 seconds into the period, Nick Schultz scored his first of the season with Pierre-Édouard Bellemare. And at 5:24, Matt Niskanen scored his 3rd of the season, which was unassisted on an end-to-end play. The Capitals are going to win the game 3-2. Shots were 35-30 in favor of Philadelphia. Faceoffs were 35-32 in favor of Philadelphia. Hits were 21-19 in favor of Philadelphia. And the teams were 0-5 and 0-2, respectively, for Philly and Washington. This was a good, tough win for the Caps. They were able to respond quickly after giving the early third-period goal by responding and getting the game-winning goal, then shutting down the game on the Flyers. And with that, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be doing the NWHL report. Looking for something to warm up your night? Then come out to Hollywood, Maryland for Maryland Championship Wrestling's Winter Blast at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department on Saturday, February 27th. Come see WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley and the stars of MCW like MCW Women's Champion Renee Michelle and the MCW Tag Team Champions The Entourage with Kevin Eck. For more information and to purchase tickets to MCW Winter Blast, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and it's now time for the NWHL Report, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Bracharin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And starting with the first game of February 6th, which was the Boston Pride versus the New York Riveters, and what would be Chelsea Layden's debut in a Riveters uniform since being acquired from the Connecticut Whale, would then turn into a game that saw the Pride dominate the Riveters 6-1. Kelly Cook would get the goal scoring started for the Pride 4:29 into the first period. However, just seconds later, Ludmila Belikova scored on a Riveters power play to tie the game at 1. From there, though, it was all Boston. The Pride would score 2 more goals late in the first to give them the 3-1 lead. Early in the second period, Zoe Hickel would score on a breakaway to make it a 4-1 game, and then Boston would come out strong in the third period and put 2 more on the board to seal their 6-1 victory. Even though the Pride took 10 penalties throughout the game, the Riveters could not solve Pride goaltender Brittany Ott, who ended the night with 16 saves. The Pride would outshoot the Riveters 36-17. And then on February 7th, the Buffalo Buttes took on the Connecticut Whale in a game that would feature Sinead Lundberg in her Connecticut Whale debut since being acquired from the Riveters. We would see a very competitive game that would feature yet another overtime game between the Whale and the Buttes. Alyssa Wolfeiler would score late in the first period to give the Whale a 1-0 lead going into the first intermission. However, Shelby Bram only needed the first 11 seconds of the second period to get the Buttes on the board and tie the game at 1 apiece. Then not long after, Hannah McGowan would put the Buttes up 2-1 with a shorthanded goal, but the Whale would respond and Kate Buser would get a shot past Brianne McLaughlin to tie the game at 2. In overtime, after killing off a Danielle Ward penalty, Molly Engstrom would fire home the game-winning goal for the Whale. After these two games, the standings would set up with the Connecticut Whale at first place at 12-3-0 with 24 points, second place the Boston Pride at 11-3-1 with 23 points, the Buffalo Buttes third place at 4-8-3 with 11 points, and fourth place are the New York Riveters with a 3-10-2 record with 8 points. Then, on the 9th of February, NWHL Player of the Week was announced. The NWHL NWHL announced that Connecticut Whale defenseman Molly Engstrom has been named Player of the Week. Engstrom capitalized on a turnover in the Butte zone and beat goalie Brian McLaughlin to end the game 2-0 into overtime. The game winner helped keep the Whale atop the league standings with 24 points. Next up on tap for the NWHL, both games on Valentine's Day, February 14th at 2 p.m. It's the Buffalo Buttes versus the New York Riveters, where if the Buffalo Buttes win this game in regulation, they will secure third place in the league. And then at 3 p.m., it is the Connecticut Whale versus the Boston Pride, who are positioning for that first place spot in the league. And then on February 11th, the NWHL announced the resignation of NWHL COO and interim Connecticut Whale general manager George Spires. Spires joined the league in August 2015 and was instrumental in the league's success so far this season. The league will take over Whale team operations until a suitable replacement is found. Let's be brutally honest here. Right now, there are more questions than there are answers right now. You've had the general manager resign. You've had the head coach resign. You've had it brought in another coach that has a checkered past. And now, with certain reports coming out about Spires, you know, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. It would be really nice to have somebody from the league come out and just say, this is what happened. This is how we're dealing with it. And just fix these problems. So it's a young league. It's going to go through growing pains, as we're seeing right now, especially with the Connecticut Whale. But we got to see, you know, we have questions. We need answers, and hopefully we get them. But until then, let's just keep watching the hockey and at least supporting the product on the ice. And of course, as always, for more information on the NWHL, you can visit them online at nwhl.co or follow them on Twitter at @NWHL_. And when we come back from the break, we'll be doing the last two games of the week for the Washington Capitals. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention's right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it's now time for more Caps game breakdowns, starting with February 9th. The Washington Capitals visit the Nashville Predators. The lineup for the Caps was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Mike Richards and Michael Latta. On defense, you had Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby starting in net. And then starting off the game for the Washington Capitals was Nate Schmidt being called for holding at 3:41, but then Mike Fisher being called for tripping at 4:42. Justin Williams was then called for hooking at 7:23. At 12:02, Jason Chimera scored his 14th of the season from Tom Wilson, his 12th assist of the season at 12:02. Craig Smith was then called for tripping at 14:06, and then Marcus Johansson was called for high-sticking at 14:13. At the end of the first period, the Caps were up 1-0 over Nashville. However, Nashville had a distinct shot advantage at 14-6. Faceoffs were even at 14 apiece. Hits were 8-4 in favor of Nashville, and the teams were 0-2 and 0-3, respectively, for the Caps and Predators. This was a good first period for the Caps, not the best start, but as the period got going, the Caps started to play better. A key going forward in this game is to stay out of the penalty box, which has been a consistent problem for the Caps the past few games since coming back from the All-Star break. Then going into the second period at 4:55 into the second, Tom Wilson scored his 5th of the season from Marcus Johansson and John Carlson, their 18th and 22nd of the season, respectively. Then the Capitals bench was called for too many men on the ice back-to-back times, both at 10:54, which was served by Andrei Burakovsky, and then again at 12:50, served by Marcus Johansson. At 14:42 on this power play, Philip Forsberg scored his 16th of the season from Craig Smith and Matthias Ekholm. At the end of the second period, the Caps were up 2-1 on Nashville. However, Nashville had a massive shot advantage of 21-12. Faceoffs were 23-20 in favor of Washington. Hits were 13-10 in favor of Nashville. The Caps were 0-2 on the power play, and Nashville was 1-5. This was honestly not the best period for the Caps. They had a lot of trouble trying to get out of their own zone, plus they took two penalties back-to-back that ended up costing them a goal against. The Caps need to play more disciplined and slow things down and play their game. And then going into the third period, at 5 minutes into the period, Justin Williams scored his 17th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Andrei Burakovsky, their 39th and 14th respectively. Then at 8:03, Marcus Johansson scored his 14th of the season from Justin Williams and Carl Alsner, the 20th and 15th respectively of the season. At 9:49, Roman Yossi scored his 11th of the season from Kyle Yarncroc and Ryan Johansson. And then at 12-minute mark, Philip Forsberg scored his 17th of the season from Matthias Ekholm and Ryan Ellis. Then Matthias Ekholm was called for tripping at 18:37, which on an empty net power play goal at the 19-minute mark, Alex Ovechkin would score his 31st of the season from Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson at their 32nd and 19th of the season, respectively. And then at 19:41, Matt Niskanen was called for interference. The Capitals go on to win the game 5-3. Shots were 26-23 in favor of Nashville. Faceoffs were 29 for Nashville and 35 for the Capitals. Hits were 18 apiece. The Caps were 1-for-3 on the power play, and the Predators were 1-for-6. This was an interesting back-and-forth period for the Caps. They started the period strong, but then gave up two to cut the Caps' lead to just one. However, the Capitals were able to stick to the script and keep the Predators at bay, and on the power play were able to put the game on ice with an Alex Ovechkin empty netter. Then on February 11th, the Washington Capitals were at the Minnesota Wild. Lineup for the Capitals were Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Jason Schmero with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Mike Richards and Michael Latta, Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, and Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby starting in net. In the first period, starting it all off, Justin Williams was called for slashing at 3:53. Then Nate Prosser was called for roughing at 11:24. Then TJ Oshie was called for interference at 12:05. And then Matt Niskanen was called for hooking at 13:57, followed by Christian Folland for called for holding at 19:54. At the end of the first period, the game would be tied 0-0. Shots were 10-8 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs were 11-7 in favor of Minnesota, and hits were 7-10 in favor of Washington. The Caps would be 0-1 on the power play with their second in progress, and Minnesota was 0-3 after the first period. It was an okay period for the Caps, very penalty-filled again, and if the Caps want to win, they need to stay out of the box. They start the period with the power play, and they need to jump on it. And going into the second period, at 2:14, Alex Ovechkin scored his 32nd of the season from TJ Oshie and Nicholas Backstrom, their 17th and 33rd of the season, respectively. Then Thomas Vanek was called for slashing at 4:10. On that power play at 5:21, Alex Ovechkin would score his 33rd of the season from John Carlson and Nicholas Backstrom, their 23rd and 34th of the season, respectively. Then Dmitry Orlov would be called for slashing at 7:48, and at 11:27, Charlie Coyle would score his 15th of the season from Miku, Koivu, and Zach Parise. Then at 14:55, Alex Ovechkin would score and finish off his hat trick with his 34th of the season from Nicholas Backstrom, his 35th of the season. And then Charlie Coyle would be called for slashing at 16:23. At the end of the second period, the Capitals were up 3-1. Shots were 24-23 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs were 28-17 in favor of Minnesota. Hits were 13-10 in favor of Washington. The Caps were 1-for-4 on the power play, whereas Minnesota was 0-for-4 on the power play. This was the period where Alex Ovechkin would not be denied. Ovechkin powered the Caps to a 3-1 lead into the second intermission by scoring a second-period hat-trick, which also saw Nicholas Backstrom assist on all three of Ovechkin's goals. This was a good period for the Caps, but they need to stay out of the penalty box in the third period. And then going into the third period, Justin Williams was called for cross-checking at 5:59. And on that power play at 7:35, Ryan Suter would score, assisted by Matt Dumba and Zach Parise. Then Jarrett Stahl would be called for tripping at 9:30, which then at 19:08 in an empty netter, Jason Schmier netted his 15th of the season from Tom Wilson, his 13th assist of the season. Then at 19:56, Michael Granlund scored his 5th of the season from Zach Parise and Thomas Vanek, which that goal should not have counted, which I'll get to that in a moment. At the end of the game, the Caps would win 4-3. Shots were 36-33 in favor of Minnesota. Faceoffs were 46-22 in favor of Minnesota. Hits were 21-14 in favor of the Caps, and both teams were 1-for-5 on the power play. This was an okay period for the Capitals. They started the period off by going into the penalty box, which costed them a goal. And then luckily Chimera was able to get the empty net goal. But then you had the Michael Granlund goal, which should not have been allowed. Yes, Zach Parise was hit from behind, but the way he dove on the Holpe and grabbed on the Holpe's leg to prevent Holpe from trying to stop the puck, that should not have been allowed. And the fact that the officials went to review it, because all goals within the last 5 minutes of the third period and all of overtime are always reviewed by the league, no matter what, even if a coach wanted to challenge it, the official kind of just looks at it and goes, we don't need to review it, it's whatever. And they just let the goal count. That is textbook goaltender interference. There's no way around it. The goal should never count. This should have been a 4-2 win, not a 4-3 win. And this one was definitely blown by the refs on that call right there. And with that, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to view NHL news and notes.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it's now time for NHL news and notes. And we start off with February 6th. We're down 2-0 in the final 6 minutes of regulation. The Penguins scored 3 unanswered goals, including the tying goal by Sidney Crosby at 18:45 of the third period and the game-winning goal by Chris Letang at 1:27 of overtime to rally for their 5th win in their last 6 games. Crosby would become the 13th active player to reach 900 career points and 3rd all-time to accumulate that many points for the Pittsburgh Penguins, joining both Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr. The Ottawa Senators erupted for 6 goals powered by 4 assists from Captain Erik Karlsson to end a 3-game losing streak, and Brad Marchand scored on a penalty shot at 2:32 of overtime to lift the Bruins to sweep their home and home series with the Buffalo Sabres. This marked the first penalty shot in overtime in Boston Bruins franchise history. Then on the 7th, Alexander Ovechkin became the 3rd player in NHL history to score 30 or more goals in his first 11 seasons, joining Mike Gartner and Wayne Gretzky. New York Islanders scored a season-high 8 goals to defeat the Edmonton Oilers and improved the 5-2-1 in their past 8 home games. Kyle Okposo recorded his 2nd career hat-trick in 4-point game. Also, Ben Scrivens made 34 saves through 65 minutes, and Sven Andrigato scored the decisive goal in the 5th round of the shootout to lift the Montreal Canadiens to their 2nd straight win after a 4-game slide. Scrivens, who denied all 5 Carolina Hurricanes shooters in the shootout, picked up his 2nd consecutive victory following an 0-4-0 start to the season. Then on the 8th, the NHL Stars of the Week were announced, first star being Sidney Crosby, center of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Crosby led the league with 5 goals and 8 points in 3 games as the Penguins earned 4 of a possible 6 points to secure the 2nd wildcard spot in the East. Second star of the week was Erik Karlsson, defenseman of the Ottawa Senators. Karlsson led the league with 7 assists in 3 games as the Senators won 1 of 3 starts for the week. And third star of the week was Vincent Trocheck, center of the Florida Panthers. Trocheck notched 6 points in 3 games, helping the Panthers widen their lead atop the Atlantic Division to 6 points. And also on the 8th, Winnipeg Jets forward Drew Stafford has been suspended for 1 game without pay for high-sticking Colorado Avalanche defenseman Nick Holden in Denver on the 6th. The NHL Department of Player Safety announced. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Stafford will forfeit $23,387.10. Also on the 8th, later that day, the Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien signed a 5-year, $38 million contract. It will have an average annual value of $7.6 million. Sidney Crosby factored on 4 of the Pittsburgh Penguins' 6 goals, including scoring a highlight reel breakaway goal in the third period to help the Penguins defeat the Anaheim Ducks 6-2. Mark Stone and Jean-Gabriel Pigeaux each had 3 points to lead the Ottawa Senators over the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1 into to win their 2nd straight game. On the 9th, the Ottawa Senators acquired defenseman Dion Phaneuf along with forwards Matt Fradin, Casey Bailey, and Ryan Rupert, and defenseman Cody Donahue from the Toronto Maple Leafs for defenseman Jared Cohen and forwards Milan Mikhailuk, Colin Greening, and Tobias Lindbergh, along with Ottawa's 2017 second-round pick. This is a big trade. We all know that Toronto is in a rebuild phase right now. Obviously, they wanted to move certain contracts, Dion Phaneuf being one of them. for Phaneuf, this could be a really good trade for him going to Ottawa. He's not going to be relied on to be a number one pairing guy. He's going to be more of a second pairing guy, although that's going to be a lot of money for a second pairing guy. For Toronto, they're getting Jared Cowan, they're getting Milan Mikolic, Colin Greening, so they're getting some good pieces in there, plus a draft pick always helps as well. Also on the 9th, Martin Brodeur, the winningest goalie in NHL history, had his number 30 retired by the New Jersey Devils in an emotional ceremony at Prudential Center on the 8th. The Devils unveiled, the Devils unveiled a statue of Brodeur, who retired after the 2014-15 season with 691 regular season wins. Milan Lucic had a goal and assist in his return to TD Garden and helped the Los Angeles Kings start a 7-game road trip with a 9-2 victory against the Boston Bruins. Jeff Carter, Marian Gaborik, Andy Andreev, Drew Doughty, Dwight King, Trevor Lewis, Luke Shen, and Dustin Brown would also score for the Kings. Riley Smith and Jussi Jokinen each had 3 points to lead the Florida Panthers to a 7-4 win against the Buffalo Sabres at First Niagara Center. And then on the 10th, Calgary Flames forward Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, and Lance Boma each apologized to teammates, fans, and the organization after serving as healthy scratches for disciplinary reasons in Calgary's 4-3 win against the Toronto Maple Leafs on the 9th. Gaudreau, Monahan, and Boma reportedly arrived late to Scotiabank Saddle Dome prior to practice on the 8th. Also on the 10th, Henrik Lundqvist stopped all 34 shots he faced, including 13 in the third period, to lead the New York Rangers to their fourth consecutive victory and halt the Pittsburgh Penguins' home-winning streak at 6 games. The shutout was the 58th of Lundqvist's career and third of the season. Lundqvist also played in his 666th career game to tie Mike Richter for first place in franchise history among goaltenders. On the 11th, Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman Jason Garrison is expected to miss 3 to 5 weeks with a lower body injury, the team announced. Also on the 11th, Toronto Maple Leafs forward Nazem Kadri has been fined $5,000, the maximum allowable under the CBA, for inappropriate gestures aimed at Calgary Flames defenseman Mark Giordano on February 9th in Calgary. On the 11th, Columbus Blue Jackets signed defenseman Ryan Murray to a 2-year, $5.65 million contract. And also, the NHL announced that the Chicago Blackhawks will host the 2017 NHL Draft at the United Center. The draft will take place on June 23rd and 24th, 2017. Of course, this year's draft will be held at the First Niagara Center in Buffalo on June 24th and 25th. On the 11th for games, RJ Umberger scored his first goal in 50 games in over a year to spark the Philadelphia Flyers to a 5-1 win over the Buffalo Sabres at Wells Fargo Center. And then on the 12th, Marcus Foligno had 2 goals and an assist to help the Buffalo Sabres defeat the Montreal Canadiens 6-4 at First Niagara Center. And on the 13th, it was announced early this morning on the 13th, Anaheim Ducks forward Chris Stewart will be out 4 to 8 weeks with a fractured jaw. And then, of course, on the road for the road ahead for the Washington Capitals, on February 13th at 8 p.m., they're at the Dallas Stars. February 16th, they're at home against the Los Angeles Kings at 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. on the 18th, they are at the New York Islanders. And, of course, once again, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. Thank you for listening to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is brought to you by Tilda Kilt Frederick, the Tilda Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt Girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.